Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mary Walter with Vince Colonies. And joining us right now, Larry Kudlow. Larry, good morning. Welcome back. How are you?
Good, Mary. How are you?
Good. We want to talk to you about President Trump's speech last night and saying that, hey, we're going to send more troops to Afghanistan. What does this do to the stock market?
Well, I don't know. I think the early futures trading was positive, but there are a lot of other factors than this, and we'll see. I mean, the economy is getting better, and profits are strong, and interest rates are low, and I believe tax reform, tax cuts are coming, so I'm still optimistic, but I wouldn't say this speech is going to have a major impact. Actually, that's not true. You might want to add to your portfolio some defense and aerospace stocks. How's that?
There you go.
They're already pretty pricey.
Financial risk.
Buy some more.
So I noticed that you were tweeting about the top of the speech last night, which is that he was calling for unity. It seems like the president, no matter what he does, and no matter how often he says he wants unity, the press at large doesn't believe him. But he spent a nice chunk at the beginning of that speech saying that we need to, you know, basically do the people who give their lives for our country the honor of not infighting at home. What did you make of that part?
Yeah, I thought that was very good. I thought the unifying theme was very good, well-placed, well-stated. You know, didn't harp on specifics, just made general comments. And, you know, references to no matter what your skin is, no matter what your race is, we're all Americans, we're all in this together. What did he say? They transcend every line of race, ethnicity, creed, and color to serve together. Sacrifices in perfect cohesion. That's good. That's very good. Look, is that going to put a cap on all the Charlottesville stuff? Probably not. The left is going to harp on that. You know, I'm one of the people. I felt Trump really put out a great statement last week, last Monday, and then botched it on Tuesday, and that was most unfortunate. But I don't believe he's a hater. I don't believe he has any truck with white supremacists or any of that terrible gang. So I thought what he said last night was good. And, you know, the speech itself, I thought another thing. He basically said, look, I've changed my mind. That's pretty rare. Presidents don't often do that. And I think it showed a certain amount of humility. And the rest of it, you know, we're not going to telegraph our intentions. We're going to deal with conditions on the ground. We're not going to let the terrorists run Afghanistan. And if need be, we're going to go into Pakistan in hot pursuit. Those are all good themes. Look, I don't know what all this is going to mean. I still don't know what success is going to mean or look like. I don't know what winning means. These are all very, very difficult subjects. But I think he did very well. Very well delivered, too.
You know, we've talked a lot about Afghanistan this morning, and your sentiment is shared by everyone. I don't think anyone quite knows what the end looks like here, but you tweeted also about tax cuts last night, which is interesting to me. You said there's a big silver lining that comes with Trump's troubles. Tax cut odds may be going up.
Yeah.
How do you assess that? How is it more likely that we're going to get a tax cut package now?
Well, you know, I think the Republican Party knows, no matter what the infighting is, and there was a lot of infighting last week, it has to deliver. It simply must deliver. And my own view for a while has been, don't worry about a huge package. Go for a skinny package of tax cuts that will really help drive business investment and productivity and wages. And I think that, you know, I think that point of view, a skinnier package is going to gain currency. And that's always been our view, Steve Moore and I and others. And you know, I've spoken to the president about that and his National Economic Council. So you don't have to get a whole loaf, but you can get a half or three quarters of a loaf. And I think that's just where they're going to wind up.
And who is going to see the tax cuts?
Who's going to see them?
Yeah, what's in the skinny
package? Yeah, who gets it?
Oh, I think you'll see large and small corporations, companies, particularly the small side, they're going to make room. There's no question. I've met with Kevin Brady. There's no question about this, that the small companies are going to get a lot of help here with a lower tax rate. And that includes, you know, the pass-throughs and the subchapter S and what have you. They're going to get lower tax rates and better expensing privileges. I think that the I think the repatriation of overseas cash will be part of a deal. Some of that may spill over into infrastructure. I think the doubling of the standard deduction for middle and lower income taxpayers is going to be part of the deal. And to be honest with you, I don't care how they pay for it, because the economy is going to grow at 3 to 4%, and that's going to pay for it. And I wouldn't worry about it. If the GOP lets reconciliation process stand in the way of a pro-growth measure that will lift the economy by 1 to 2 percentage points, then they're nuts and they don't deserve to rule. So I just think they're going to overcome this. I really do.
How do you assess all of this now with Steve Bannon out of the White House? What impact does he have on that agenda?
Well, Steve's a friend of mine, awful good man, no matter what's said about him, very good man, very smart guy. However, he lost in the policy debate. So the globalists won. The trade protectionists, I wouldn't say they've lost, but I think they were damaged. And I think across-the-board tax cuts won. So, you know, let's say, what was the old line in the Colosseum? I don't know, Romans 10, Christians 0. I wouldn't go that far, but I would say globalists lost. I mean, protectionists lost, globalists won on this one. You've got Mnuchin, you've got Gary Cohn, you've got many others. I think Robert Lighthizer, the trade guy, is going to be pulled back. I think Wilbur Ross over at Commerce, all the protectionists are going to be pulled back. They've already started. Trump himself is governing in a much more moderate way on trade deals than he campaigned.
All right, Larry Kudlow, saying the globalist won here, assessing that. Thanks very much, Larry, as always, for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.